Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To all our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, how can you preach behind all this? When you really say you can, you feel a different joy. The joy is not like I got a lot of stuff. If you don't even have a rag to put on, this kind of joy would give you joy. Yeah. When you don't have nothing. Some folk got joy because they got a lot of stuff. But this joy is different. Different. You can't explain it. You try to explain it, but you can't explain it. It's different. It's just different. Just different. It ain't nothing like being saved. I don't care what nobody says. Nothing else can take the place of it. Nothing can take the place of Jesus. Nothing. Nothing. Gain the whole world. Still can't take the place of Jesus. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We still in our series. God who needs nothing. Number 91. God who needs nothing. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need nobody. If he wants somebody to praise him, he can look at the rocks. That's what he said, didn't he?
That's all right, Doc.
That's what he said, cuz.
He said that.
If y'all don't want to say nothing, I make the rocks cry. All he was saying, somebody got to worship me. Somebody or something got to praise my name. Somebody. And if we don't cry out, the lights will cry out. The pews will say something, but I ain't gonna let no pew take my spot. I know what he done for me. You got to know that for yourself. He needs nothing. He don't need nothing. Bless this holy name. Matthew 24 and 24. Matthew 24, 24 and 25. And says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets shall show great signs and wonders. Inasmuch that if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect. These the last days. Jesus put emphasis on it. Behold, I have told you before.
Yes, sir.
I told you. The time is right now. Got down to that time. Put an emphasis, so important, so serious. I told you. I done told you. Bless his holy name. Now look at John 4. 4 and 5. John 4. John, I said John 4, didn't I? Yeah. No, well, change it for me, please. John 10, yep, yep, 4 and 5. That's right, tell the Lord to help me. John 10, 4 and 5. And when he put his foes, his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Everybody say, he know my voice. And we know his voice. And the fifth verse said, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Know not voice. A child of God, he just about know when God talking and when the devil talking. Something about his voice. It's we ain't gonna say nothing about the sound.
Come on now. Yes, sir.
But we got to see what the word said.
Yeah.
He talked to us through his word.
Yeah.
Don't deal with the devil with sounds. Not his sound good. Or sound bad, but is it true or is it a lie? That's how you distinguish the voice of God. If it's a lie, it's of God. If it's true, if it's a lie, it's of the devil. If it's true, it's of God. That's how you distinguish the voice of God. Bless his holy name. Strange God. Strange God. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand that the Bible is the voice of God. Jesus is the Word of God. He does the talking in here. Voice of God is the Bible.
Well.
That's the voice of God.
Amen.
Is in the Bible. If you don't believe all of it, you might as well forget the rest of it. You can't pick out this right here is right and that right there. If you call God a lie, he'll lie all over the Bible.
That's right.
Yes. You don't believe the Bible now. Don't take it lightly. I don't believe that part. Well, you might as well call God a lie. You calling God a lie when you don't believe the word of God. It's the voice of God talking on pages. And our job is to believe it. And I find out when you believe it, you can walk on water. Peter wants to walk on the water. Jesus said, come. He started walking. But he went down. He lost faith in God. You got to have faith in what God said. And then Peter said, save me. He just reached down and picked him up. What a mighty God. His word cannot lie. If he tells you to do something, do it. But your faith got to stand. Somebody right now going through some things and you're asking God, help me, help me, help me. He put somebody there to help you with, but believe what he put out there. And walk on it. Whatever it is, walk on it. And if you do something, he'll pick you back up. Because all our faith get weak sometimes. But he's able, he's able, he's able. His word. This is his word. You can doubt this all you want. If you doubt this, you're not going to heaven. I'm going to say it again. If you doubt the word of God, you are not going to heaven. You can claim all you want to claim. If you doubt God's word, if you doubt this Bible, you are not going to heaven. The word of God. Look what happened to America. We leave in the word of God. We want to pick out what we want to pick out. And thank God gonna be pleased with us. If you don't believe thee, what God said thee, you might well forget about the rest of it.
That's right.
My word. Can't fail. It's the voice of God. And my brothers and sisters, in these last days, everybody say last days.
Amen.
In these last days, the church of Christ,
yes.
Not the church of the devil, but the church of Christ,
yes.
Is pleasing the devil more than they pleasing God.
Uh-huh.
Right now, as I speak right now, we're happening in the world in these last days now. The church are pleasing the devil more than they are pleasing God.
You preachers now.
In their mind, they want to do what they want to do. God said, go here, go there, go there. But our mind said, go over here.
Yeah.
And we're doing what our mind said, not what the Bible saying. You got to stick with the word of God.
Yeah. Yes, we went to that. We went to that. Yeah.
In these last days. I'm dealing with the last days, see. We got to deal with the word of God. He cannot lie. And my brothers and sisters, everybody can see the bad and sinful things are happening in America today. Everybody can see it. But everybody don't know why it's happening. They see it, and everybody coming up with this and coming up with that. But the things are so sinful in this world, everybody got answers. Everybody got the answer. The answer is in here. The answer is in the word of God. We want to stretch in our head trying to figure this happened, that happened. Study the word of God. You'll see why it is happening. We see it happening, but we don't know why it's happening.
That's right. That's right.
God Almighty. This Bible. Everybody said this Bible. This Bible tell us from the beginning to the ending.
Preach.
And boy, when you study this word of God, you see we read in it too.
Yeah.
Doing exactly what the word of God said we're going to do in the last days. Right. And we're doing exactly what the Bible said.
Yes, sir.
You can ignore it. The devil put mess in your mind. Don't believe all that stuff. The devil got your mind going and you don't even realize it.
That's right. You're preaching today.
Yeah. And this is what happened. In these last and evil days. And my brothers and sisters, everybody can see the bad and sinful thing I said happening. But what are we doing about it? What? Think now. Walking, don't be in no hurry. Yes, sir. What now? What are we doing about it? The church, everybody talking, television, radio, everywhere. Everybody saying this happened, that happened. Well, what we gonna do about it, church? Can't nobody help this world but the church.
You're right.
I'm going to say it again.
Thank you, sir.
Can't but one somebody help this world the way it's going, and that's Jesus' church.
Yes, sir.
Well, Pastor, what happening?
Come on.
What happening, we leave in Jesus.
There you go.
Amen.
When you walk off and leave Jesus, you're leaving your protection. And the church in these last days is walking off from Jesus.
That's right.
Well, what got their teacher, Reverend Walker? The devil. Worldliness. Everybody say worldliness.
Amen.
I had a bad dog, and he was kind of bad, you know, in a old big poor pit bull years ago. Big white one, big fella. And put him on a chain. I was half scared of him myself, but put him on a chain. And because you know what? I wasn't worrying about nobody messing with me. Walked down the road with him, boy. I wasn't worried about nobody messing with me, because I had that pit bull. Just way God wants us to be about Him. Long as you got Jesus, you ain't got to worry about nothing. If I can trust a pit bull, you know I can trust Jesus. This what happening? We see everything happening. But folks are afraid to say what happening. Some don't know what happening. The church is leaving Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
And the sad part about it, we're going to keep on leading him.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's right. It's in the book.
Thank you, brother. It's in the book. You're not reading the book.
Right.
You listen to what the White House saying and what folks are saying, politicians are saying. Oh, you got to read the book. You got to read the book. Sinful world. I feel sorry for my young folk. That's what I just feel sorry for. In a sense, I do. I see what's coming. And every real preacher, every real saint can see what's coming. And God not about to change his word.
You're right.
That's his holy name. Again, my brothers and sisters, if you believe that God is calling you to be one of his preachers, believe, I said, that God is calling you to be one of his preachers. You just go on until you can't go no more.
Right.
And when you go on till you can't go no more, then you'll be sure of your calling. Because there are many man-made preachers and men called preachers in the world today, and they preach nothing but compromising gospel. Compromising gospel. That's what's happening today. Never been called by God. And if you haven't been called by God, guess what? You just don't compromise to try to make folk love you and like you.
And you're preaching, man.
This is what's happening. You can believe it if you want. This is what's happening. And guess what? It ain't going to get no better. Put it in your book. It won't get no better. Don't get worse instead of better. God of mine, many so-called God is just compromising, trying to be popular, preaching part truth and not all the truth. Things that people love to hear in these last days. You can't make a devil love you.
That's right. I know that's right.
God Almighty. And this is what's happening in the last and evil days. How shall they hear, the Bible said, without a preacher? How shall they preach except they've been sent? God or not? Not went, but sent. Sent by who? God.
That's right.
That's why I'm standing here right now. I gotta go. I know I'll say it, and you'll say it again. And read them here right now. If I was going by what folk gonna tell me, I'm gonna be a preacher. So many, God knows I'm not lying. You gonna be a preacher? I didn't let them call me.
All right.
Take your time. See.
If you just wait, who are you to call me to preach?
All right.
Huh?
Take your time.
That's almost stupid.
All right.
How come he can't call me?
That's right.
Let me know for myself.
Yeah.
That's right. And then when he calls you, ain't nobody gonna put doubts in your mind.
All right.
You ain't gonna be wondering about, dreaming about. Oh, you know who called you. But so many folks don't went and wasn't sent by God. They just compromised the gospel, trying to get folks to love them, trying to be popular.
You're preaching today, man.
Preaching the word of God and not popular.
Amen. Ain't nothing popular.
Man.
No, sir.
No, sir.
Not popular. When you tell folks the truth, they don't want to hear no truth. I go far enough that 55% of folks go to church don't want to hear the truth.
That's right, dude. I believe that.
Amen.
Yes,
they want to hear something sound good.
You're right.
I believe it.
Lord Almighty.
Yes.
This thing is real. It's real. We can play with it. It's real. Lord Almighty. So compromising the gospel ain't nothing but a devil. You tell him Reverend Walker said it. Nothing but a devil. God Almighty. Sent by God. Not went by men, but sent by God. And my brothers and sisters, the devil is the seed of all sin and all unrighteousness. If you have been born again, you are in a battle with the devil. Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil is always present. The devil there all the time. Following Jesus, you got to face the devil. And you will face the devil. Face to face. If you're following Jesus. And my brothers and sisters. This earth. Is a spiritual battlefield. God Almighty. It, with the devil on every side, sin on every side. God Almighty. And when we go against God, you can't win no way possible. God don't tell you to tell the truth. Live the truth all you can. Oh, nobody perfect, but do all you can to live the truth. Because the devil wants you to go against your maker.
Yes.
To make him look bad.
That's right.
God Almighty. In the last day, look what happened. The wise of the devil. God Almighty. Paul, then look at that minute, Paul. Look at Ephesians 6. That's his holy name. Say, help him, Lord. Ephesians 6, 10 through 12.
Finally, my brethren,
listen at the word of God.
Be strong in the Lord.
You got to be strong in the Lord.
And in the power of his might.
Hallelujah.
Put on the whole armor of God.
You better put on something.
That ye may be able to stand. Against the wiles of the devil.
You've got to put something on. You've got to put something on. If you've been born again, you better put some on. Well, you can withstand the wiles, the strategy of the devil.
Amen.
You talk about strategy, he know how to have strategy. Any way to get you, he gonna put his foot on your neck any way he can do it. So if you don't have Jesus on your side, he'll keep his foot on your neck. Oh, he'll keep your foot right there. You just be a play putty with him. Just pop his thing, you move. But when you got Jesus, when you got Jesus, you can see his tricks. You can recognize his trick. You can feel his tricks. That's when you can't follow Jesus by how you feel. The devil can make you feel good. But God give you wisdom, give you understanding to let you know he is a deceiver. He'll make you be doing wrong and feeling good about it, but the devil choking you all the time.
That's right, that's right. That's right. All the time.
We ain't saying nothing about the devil too much. He in here.
Right.
He the one got the world in the mess he's in right now. And we wonder what happening. He here. Let me straighten this out. I'm straighten out. You have to keep saying these things. He in every local church.
Amen.
I don't care where you go.
Right.
He there.
He right there. That's his job.
I'm going over yonder. Gone. He got you. Gone.
Yep.
The only way to find a real local church, you got to have a real local pastor.
Right.
If the pastor's a trick, the devil's there. He owned that church.
All right. Yeah. That's right. All right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Right. Listen. He the one makes the church real. Because he's real himself. He's going to preach the word of God without compromising.
All right. Preach, Walker. Right. Preach.
Take him, Walker. You know, it's a thing that go on now. I just want to feel good. Watch this. Watch this. The devil know us.
Thank you.
Devil ain't about to be no fool.
Thank you.
You can't outsmart the devil by yourself to save your life.
Right,
that being the church folks, they search for words to make me feel good.
Come on,
I don't want to feel bad.
Well, how are you going to ever get better? When your stomach started hurting, don't you go take some Mica-Magnesia or whatever you go take? So you're feeling bad. You ought to want to feel good on the inside with your spirit.
Yes, sir.
The devil, he mess with saints all the time to make them feel bad.
Yes, sir.
And don't realize we got some medicine from heaven.
Yeah.
We don't have to go get no Mica-Magnesia.
Uh-huh.
Can I say it, y'all?
Yes, sir.
There's something on the inside.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
when you're feeling bad, God will give you joy anyway.
Yes.
When you don't feel that singing, he'll fix things anyway.
Yes.
He'll make you say hallelujah anyway.
Yes.
Although you may not have no food, but you still feel good. It's something about the Holy Ghost on the inside.
Yes.
When the devil wants you to feel bad.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I said, when the devil wants you to feel bad,
yes,
you ought to shout anyway.
Holy.
Glory to his name.
The drugstore ain't gonna help you. Not spiritually. You need some Jesus.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost will give you strength.
Yes.
When the devil put his foot on your neck.
Yes.
Bless his holy name. If you've been born again, you're going to face the devil. God knows you're going to face him. That means Jesus said, he have come, letting us know he is here. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, this earth is a spiritual battlefield. I mean it is. I see a spiritual battlefield. The devil on the loose. He been on the loose. And God don't want to be ignorant that he on the loose. God Almighty. Now just listen to that, Paul. See, we don't want to believe this. We, half of us go to church, don't read the Bible. Most of us go to church, we read nothing but the 23rd Psalm. I know the 23rd Psalm. The devil know the 23rd Psalm too. You got to read more than the 23rd Psalm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man. Yes.
I'm going to tell you what my about to be my son. I had my grandson, bless his heart, and I joking about it, but he's a little joker smart, you know. And I had him, he went to all the football players. Boy, he knew them by heart. Called him basketball player. He's in my office one day. I said, you get all them fellas and don't even know the 12 disciples. The next day, Cunningham, that little joker, he's small. God knows I'm not lying. I'm going to tell you the last thing in my life. That little joker come in there and looked at me and called every one of them names. Small! Read the Bible! Read the Bible like you read everything else. Read the Bible! Learn what Jesus said.
Yeah.
This what keep you going.
Yeah.
Heart of mine. You got his word in your heart.
Yeah.
You can call on him anytime.
Yeah.
I'm asking y'all a question. Have you ever been in trouble sometime? Don't lie to me now. Have you ever been in trouble sometime and you had to call on you and he came right there and poof? God, no, he'll come right now. He'll see about you right now.
Amen. All right.
Sometimes he comes so fast to scare you sometimes. He let us go through trials and tests. He tests us out sometimes. But sometimes when you get in a rut, you can't get out. Just call his name.
Yeah.
The devil hates you when you've been born again. He hates everybody, but when you're born again, he's going to pick at you. Bullies always pick at you. He is a bully.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I got an armed robber.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Y'all let me preach like I want it now. Leave me alone.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Some of y'all folks remember me when I was a boy. You know, I had a brother named Frank Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, them. No cuz, no. All my folks, my kids folks here. Yeah, bless his heart. But long as Frank Jr. there, I wasn't worried about nobody jumping on me. Nay, no, that Nay right there. He there. Down the bus stall. Yeah, Frank Jr. But Frank Jr., he died.
Yeah. Help us, Reverend.
Had to find me another big brother. Strange thing about him, Skipper, he died.
He died. Yeah.
But something else happened.
Yeah.
He got up with all power in his hand. He walked with me. He talked with me. He tell me about him all. You need to know your big brother. Know your big brother. He's my elder brother. He'll come see about you. He will come and see about you. God knows he'll do it.
This is
I ain't joking with you.
16,
I dare you to try.
Catalog number one.
Oh, yes, he lets you get in trouble sometimes.
Yeah.
But he there watching every move you make. He tests us out sometimes.
Uh-huh.
He tries us sometimes.
Yeah.
But buddy, he right there watching us.
Yeah.
Oh, the man. Bless his holy name.
Yeah.
You're going to face the devil if you've been born again. Look at Ephesians, Paul. 6:10-12. I'm sticking with the devil. He's still in the picture. I've got to keep him here. This was hurting us. We don't even recognize him. He got your mind and you don't even recognize him. Your mind is corrupted. He got it like that. Got hate in your heart. He recognizes. He does that. No, you don't even recognize him. You think you're all right. You're not all right. The devil make you feel all right. Paul, look at it. Read it for me.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
God, you got to be what? Strong. Where about? In the power of his what?
Might.
You got to do that yourself. What mean? Trust him. All he said, put your trust in me. That will make you strong in the Lord. Believe what he done said.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to believe what he done said. That make you strong. And don't let the devil put no doubts there.
Yes,
read on, Paul.
Put on the whole armor of God.
God Almighty.
That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
He wild. You're talking about slick. He's slick. He is the slicker. You can't get slicker than the devil. When it comes down to mess, junk, sin, you can't beat him because that's him himself. God Almighty. Well, you can be able to stand. Every Anybody been born again got to face the devil.
Amen.
Any way he can put doubts in your mind, he gonna do it. That means so many don't come to church. That means so many this, that, doing this, doing that, because they ain't recognize the wiles of the devil. On your own street, you can't do nothing with the devil by yourself. Can't do nothing by yourself. He's too strong for you. But I can do all things through Christ. The wiles of the devil, the strategy of the devil. He come all kinds of ways to mess you up. Dirty work fella. He's talking about dirty work. He's a dirty working fella. Sinful, all that kind of stuff. That way he come. Read on, Paul.
For we wrestle,
listen,
not against flesh and blood,
God Almighty,
but against principalities, against powers,
yeah,
against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's what's happening in the world today. Principalities, power, dark in high places. They run the world. That means so much of sin in the world.
Amen.
They make sinful laws. Some of the worst laws that you can ever live by. God Almighty. And one of the bad things, and I'm arresting myself, but one of the bad things, they making laws that going against God.
That's right.
That means we got to stick with the word of God. And guess what, y'all? I hate to surprise you. It don't get worse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We looking for it to get better. Trump ain't going to help you.
Right.
Quit ain't gonna help you.
Reverend.
You better go where the helper is. And that's Jesus Christ. Yeah. No matter who get in the office, but God got the power.
Yeah.
God's the one running this world how he wants to run it. He moves when he wants to move.
Yeah.
We got our commanders and a president on the White House may come up with anything. Making ungodly laws. They may come up with anything. And we got to go by it. We got to go by some what the devil put together. We got to go by that. I'm not going by it. White House don't run me when it comes out of that. No. I'm going to pay your taxes and all that debt, but don't bother me with my salvation. Don't mess with that now. I'm going to pay your taxes. I'm going to pay what I'm supposed to pay. But don't mess with my salvation.
All right.
You don't mess with truth. God got truth in his hand. He the one is truth. When you try to make me do wrong and miss the truth, I'm going to back up. I'm going to put you in jail. I'm just got to go to jail because I'm going to stick with the truth.
Yes, sir.
Check your boys way back in the Bible. Check your Bible out. You got to check your Bible out.
Yes.
No longer the king gonna get rid of God, folks.
Yes.
They put Daniel in the lounge then.
Yes.
But God on the lounge.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, sir.
Amen.
Government put him in the lounge. Said, don't you bring up his name.
Right.
But Daniel went to sleep on the scowl.
Yeah.
Daniel had the lounge for a pillow.
Yeah.
Slept all night long.
Yeah.
The church got to make a stand.
Yeah.
When it come down to worldly stuff.
Yeah.
The Hebrew boys said, I ain't gonna bow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you in the fire for it. You better go on do it. Because
yeah.
I will not bow.
Yeah.
They throw them in the fire for it. Don't realize God owns it for it. You can't fire, can't burn up fire. He is fire. Well, how fire can burn up fire? The church is supposed to make a stand. I don't care what the White House come up with. We supposed to stand.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Y'all boys can sit down, ain't hurt you. Don't let the White House, did you? We in the last day. He don't told you it's going to happen. But we don't believe it. And we looking right at it, still don't believe. That's why I say, you haven't seen nothing yet. Breaking up families. All this in the Bible. Breaking up homes. Two men married. How two men going to marry? Don't get quiet on me. I said, how two men going to get married? They can get married all right, but it's an abomination before God. That's what you call living in sin. That's a lifestyle of sin. I said that's a lifestyle of sin. Go to bed, sin. Sleep all night, sin. Wake up, sin. Go to shopping, sin. It's just a lifestyle of sin. That goes against the word of God. We got to make a stand. Church, don't you get scared. I got joy. I see the signs of his coming. Don't you see the signs? To make a stand. Chicken church. Chicken, 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 chicken. Preacher scared to tell the truth. Kind of hold some devils in the church. Let them go. If they don't want Jesus, let them hit the road, Jack. You tell the truth, preacher.
Go ahead. Let them go. Preacher.
Now watch this. Watch this. Now watch this. Now y'all listen to me good. Watch this. Now watch this. This, you call this place in as what? The house of what? The house of what? All right. It's been dedicated to who? Jesus. The God. Am I? Red wine, it's been dedicated. It's been dedicated to him. All right. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Now if it's been dedicated to God, we're going to preach God in
here. That's right.
We're going to preach this Bible.
Yes.
Who don't like it, hit the road, Jack, but we're going to preach this Bible.
Yes.
You know it's God's house.
Yes.
Well, what you expect to hear when you get in here?
Yes.
If you don't want no truth, don't come this way.
Yes.
While they preach the truth, don't go that way. Because
yes.
When you come in here, you're going to get the truth.
Yes. Yeah.
If you want lies, you got to go where they tell lies.
All you're preaching about.
Yes, sir.
That's what the church for. He told the preacher to tell. That's been hard on preachers. Not the matter how apprehended, but he got so many false preachers. They compromise the gospel, trying to hold folks and make folks feel good. Tell them folks the truth.
Tell it, Reverend.
That's a strange thing. Folk can go to a church and hear something they never heard before. The truth, the Bible, back you up now. And then get out, I ain't going back no more. What? Why? Oh, you said something I don't lack. Well, a lot of things here I don't lack.
All right.
But I've got to tell it anyway. If you don't lack it, that's your business.
That's right.
This the true church. Well, true church is you got to tell folk the truth. Because the truth ain't going to stand. We can do wrong, but it still going to stand. And that's a strange thing. Watch this. That's one of the strange things you ever in your life. I can't understand this. I don't got this old and can't understand this right here. Why folks can listen at the federal government Changing. Talking about man and man. God already got that in the Bible. God destroyed two nations because of homosexuality. And we want to talk about make it real. Make it a law. It's sin. The Bible called abomination before God. And get mad because the preacher says something about it. Oh, you in the wrong church?
All right. Good, dog. Find you another one.
You got to love folks' soul, yes. Not their goal.
Yes.
That's right.
Since I'm on that, my time about out anyway. Now watch this. Watch this. Homosexuality, same-sex marriage, is one of the worst sins that anybody can do. I said one of the worst.
All right.
Said, Doc.
God said a man and a woman. Not a man and a man. Not a woman and a woman. What does it look like kissing on these men?
That's ugly.
And you can't have no children. How are the children going to be born? God got the woman and man together. Why they can populate the earth? Can't no more children come with two men.
Yeah.
With two women. Where they coming from? And folks such as good. Okay, what? Preachers got to tell folks the truth.
Yeah.
It done got so bad now they got homosexual preachers, pastors, homosexual this, homosexual. It's in the church.
Yeah. You're right.
And the Bible talk about these last days. And we are like we going to sleep. That's what we got to preach about it, preachers.
You're right.
Don't be afraid to preach about it.
Right.
Call the money. No. Chicken water, whatever you may call it, but don't be afraid to tell folks the truth. God, if God wants you to die for the gospel, come on and die.
That's right.
If you don't want me to die, I don't care what you do, you can't kill it.
Thank you.
We got to stand up, tell folks the truth.
Amen.
We call for a true God.
Yes,
the devil here. So we got churches that love mess like this.
Yes,
homosexual pastor.
Yes.
He got a love. What do you call him now?
First
man. First man. No, that first lady. That the first lady. My wife is the first lady. But now, if I had a man over there, he'd be the first man. They got that going on with me right now. That ain't nothing but sickness. I said, that ain't nothing but sickness.
Are you right?
Yes.
We got to stand on the truth. Preachers tell the truth.
Amen.
We got a lot of folk running from the truth. Got some running to the truth. You be the one telling the truth. Because you got somebody fight your battle. God will fight your battle.
Right. Yes, he will. I know he will. Yes.
In these last days, folks wonder what's going on. The church ought not to wonder what's going on.
You're right.
The world buying the church out.
You're right, Reverend.
I hate to keep saying it, but we got so many preachers, y'all got to forgive me. I ain't forgive me, nothing. But these uncalled preachers, uncalled pastor ain't been called by God. They are compromised to gospel trying to win folks.
You're right.
Yeah.
In their mess. Sending folks to hell. Woe unto that preacher. Woe unto that pastor. Some of them real, some of them not real. Somebody been anointed by God. They're going to tell you the truth. If they got the room. Well, they're going to tell you the truth. They ain't gonna doubt what God done said. God Almighty, in these last days. We are in the last days. Amen. You can believe if you want them.
Amen.
You can believe if you want them. I feel so sorry in a sense within myself for these young folks. I don't know what to do with them. I cry and pray for them. I know what they finna face. I keep telling you, you haven't seen nothing yet. Now watch. You haven't seen nothing. You talking about wicked. This America gonna get wicked. Amen. Now watch now.
Yes.
Don't you see it heading that way?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My, my.
Good preaching, God.
Well, I wish I had about 15 more minutes. No, somebody got to go home and eat. I'm just going in. Almost started on nothing. I can't finish right now. I know I've got to go. I've got three more minutes. So let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. I'm not boasting about nothing. I found this out. That means I'm hard on preachers. Because there's so many out there leading folks astray. I mean leading folks astray. Compromising the word of God. God is nothing to play with. Watch this now. Watch this. If a man died without Jesus, where you think he going? That's what folks miss. If you die without Jesus, where do you think you going?
Yes.
Thank you now. Thank. See, we take it lightly. You can't make nobody be saved. That's gonna be up to totally up to that person. But think now. You're not thinking. You're not thinking. This God word. If he sent Jesus here to keep us from going to hell, H-E-L-L, hell.
Yes,
you ain't got to play around with it, Sheol, but hell.
Yes, hell.
All right.
That's what he come here for, to keep us from going where? To hell. It's just that simple. If you never give your life to Christ, when you die, where you think you going?
Make it plain.
See, the devil come in your mind and make you feel like, well, you know, everybody else, blah, 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 blah. He'll put any mess in your mind to make you doubt the word of God. He'll put anything in your mind to make you doubt the word of God. And you think it's you, but the devil got it in your mind. You're missing the truth. And Jesus went far enough to say, folks in hell already. So he got it here in the Bible. And who you think you are, Walker? Walker, you ain't hear no nothing. Yes, I know. See, the devil put all that mess in your mind, make you feel like everything will be all right. You don't want to go to hell, though. You'll be there throughout eternity. Ain't no time period there. The clock don't run out there. Ain't no 24 hours no more.
All right. Say that.
Ain't no more centuries, ain't no more. You there to stay forever.
Sure.
Think about it, you ain't thought about it. Forever, when God have it so simple. And the devil put your mind in a thing. Well, don't believe that. When you don't give your life to Christ, the devil put that doubt in your mind. And you don't even realize it.
That's right, make it plain. Make it plain.
He have it so simple. If anybody go to hell, they go cough they want. Because the Bible says, if anybody believe in Jesus Christ, confess with his mouth, believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So if he said that, saved from what? Saved from going to hell.
Teach us, brother. Teach us.
Amen.
Got to make it plain to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you got to face God one day. All of us got to face him. Ain't nobody gonna go to hell and say, Reverend Walker told me, oh, Reverend Walker, I'll be there. I said, you telling a lie. I told you.
All right. I like that.
I told you. That rich man, God gave us an example. That rich man went right on to hell. There's a heart down there. Ain't gonna never. He's still in hell right now.
Right.
And guess what? He's gonna be there till eternity. There ain't no end to eternity, forever. And boy, I thought about that. Boy, that make you want to cry. Gil, Chris, boy, I get to think about. Do you ever think about that sometimes? From the death, make you want to cry. It make you want to cry that folk go to hell and don't realize you there forever. I mean, forever. Oh, boy.
Lord have mercy.
That means I tell my priest I'm hard on them. Yes, you sir. Better preach the gospel.
Yes, man.
Or don't come in here till I die. Where I'm going with, blah, blah, blah. You better not come in here then. God still will get you.
All right.
Tell folks the truth.
Yes, that's right.
Because you love their soul. Yes,
that's right.
You have it so simple. Just confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart.
My goodness.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes.
Thou shalt be saved. You got to be saved from something. From what? From going to hell.
My.
Yes.
Ain't how you feel. I don't feel. It ain't no feel. It's just faith.
That's right.
It's just faith.
Right.
I just be, you gotta, hallelujah, glory to God. It's just, I believe
right.
The Bible.
Right.
That's all God wants to hear you say.
Right.
I believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm giving my life to Him as my personal Savior. If you believe that, you saved.
Yes, all right.
You are saved.
Right.
You're not perfect, but you're what? Saved. And those who I love, I what? Chase them. When you started doing wrong, God got a way of putting you back in, but you're still His child.
That's right. That's right.
He'll whip you back home.
That's right. That's right. That's
now let us all stand.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you, anybody want to get in life to Christ as your personal Savior?
Yeah.
I got to open the doors of the church. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believe it down in your heart and confess with your mouth. He said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Will there be one? Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. But just don't leave out lost. Because you got to face God one day, regardless of where you go. Will there be one? Ain't nobody going to get mad but the devil. Nobody going to get mad but the devil.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is what church is all about. Folks getting saved. Folks growing in grace. Folks getting saved. Folks growing in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because what you see, my brothers and sisters, it will get no better. I promise you.
Thank you.
I know what Jesus told me about America. I'm going to stick with it. And I see it coming. America, our great country, leaving Jesus every day, leaving Jesus, leaving Jesus. Will there be another one? Will there be another? Two kids, to see you through. Yeah. Yeah.